Today, we will do lesson number 24 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. Today, we will be learning the 7th and 8th Mishnah of the 6th Perek. We'll be finishing the 6th Perek today. We left off yesterday, having left the Kohen Gadol back in the Azorah, of the Beis HaMikdash, the temple courtyard, while we focused the camera on the action of the Molech taking the soil Azazel to the cliff, past the ten booths, the ten sukkos, and then returning after he threw the goat over the cliff to the tenth sukkah and waited there until dark. Meanwhile, back at the temple courtyard, we go back and switch the camera back to the Kohen Gadol. What was he doing during the time that the Sawyer was being led out into the Midbar by the Molech? Bolo Eitzel Por V'Sawyer HaNisrofim. He came to where the carcasses of the cow and the goat which was slaughtered and whose blood was sprinkled, he came to that the carcasses of that cow and that goat, HaNisrofim, which were about to be burnt. These carcasses, as we will see, were burned in a fire. But before they were taken way outside the Beis HaMikdash, indeed outside the city of Jerusalem to be burnt, Kiron, the Kohen Gadol, tore open the carcasses, Vahotzi es emurehen. He extracted from the carcass those parts of the animal, the fatty parts of the animal, which were put upon the Mizbeach, upon the outer Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and consumed on the fire there. So that we had back on the northeastern section of the Azorah, poles upon which these carcasses were hung. The carcasses were cut open by the Kohen Gadol, and the Emurin, the parts of the animal which went upon the Mizbeach and were consumed by the fire there, were extracted. Nisonon Bamogis, he put these emurim, these fatty parts of the animal, into a vessel known as a mogis, a type of a dish or platter. V'hiktiron alagabi ha-mizbeach. Now here, it's important to realize that he didn't, at this specific instance, when he was still wearing his beautiful white begodim, he did not take the emurim of the par and so'ir, the innards of the par and so'ir, and put them upon the fire. And it is therefore more proper to have the girsa here, to have the reading as follows. The sonon bamogis, he took these emurim and put them into a platter, a tray, in order to, at a later point, which we will see after we went to the mikveh and changed from the white clothing to the golden clothing, that's when he burned the emurim of the par and the soir upon the mizbeach. Kelon b'makloos, he took the carcasses of the animal and braided them upon poles, for Hosion lebeis hasrefo, and had them taken out to the place where they would be burnt. The Kohen Gadol himself did not take them out there, but it would seem that he prepared them for this. He braided them, wound them around these poles. And these poles required several people to carry them. The carcasses were carried by four people, carrying two poles, two up front, two in the rear. At this point, those individuals would take the carcasses, the remaining carcasses of the parvasoyer, and take them out to the Beis HaSrefot, the place where they would be burnt. And this place was a pile of ash outside Yerushalayim. So they would take them out of the temple courtyard, and out of the Har HaBayis, and out of the whole city of Yerushalayim, and there they would be burned upon a fire. Now the Pasuk says that the person who carried these carcasses would become tame, and would require kibbutz begodim. So we're now asking, at which point in the process did it become necessary for the soreif, the person who burnt the carcasses, to take off his clothes and put them in the mikveh? The pasuk says, "V'hasoreif usom yechabes begodov." Even though they took the carcasses not only outside the Azoro, but outside the Azoro and outside the Har HaBayis and outside Yerushalayim, but they came Tomei on the way as soon as they left the Azoro. So holds the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, they don't become Tomei until they leave the Azoro and take the carcasses out of the Har HaBayis and out of the city of Yerushalayim and put it upon a fire there on a heap of ash. And when the carcasses are mostly consumed by the fire, that's when they become Tomei Tumas Begodim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mishayitzas Ha'ur Berubon, when the fire consumes most of the carcass. So at this point, before we begin to study Mishneh Ches, we know what the Kohen Gadol has been doing while the soil Azazel was being taken to the cliff and dumped down the cliff. We know that he was busy with the carcasses of the part of the soyer. He was busy extracting the emurim from them, getting them ready for their eventual haktorah, for their eventually being consumed in fire upon the mizbeach. And he was giving over the carcasses to these other people who would actually take the carcasses out of Yerushalayim and put them, burn them in the Beis HaSreifa. Oh, the Kohen Gadol is now standing and he's waiting to hear, okay, what happened with the Soir Mishtaleach? The Kohen Gadol could not proceed with the next step until he knew that the Soir was, if not down the cliff, at least well on its way toward going down the cliff. So the Mishnah says, Omru lo le Kohen Gadol. They told the Kohen Gadol, Higia Soir Lamidbor. The Soyer has reached the desert. The Soyer is now in the desert. And since it's reached the desert, then we can go to the next step. As the Pasuk says, V'shilach es ha-Soyer ba-Midbor, and only then, V'yes chelev ha-Chatos yaktir. Now, how did the Kohen Gadol know? What, they sent him an email from the cliff that the Soyer Lazazel reached the Midbor and was thrown down the cliff? The answer is, they made posts, it's kind of like scouting outposts along the way. And they would wave flags. As the Gemara describes the procedure, that the person in the 10th sukkah who witnessed the goat being thrown down the cliff, when he saw that happen, he would wave the flag. And then the fellow at the 9th booth would see him, and he would wave the flag. And the person at the 8th booth saw that all the way back to Yerushalayim, and they knew the Soyer didn't only reach the Midbar, but it was thrown down the cliff. Omar Rabbi Yehuda said they didn't need the whole procedure with flags and signals. Halo Simon Gadol HaYolahem. They had a very easy way to tell by the passage of time. Because the goat didn't have to be thrown down the cliff in order to permit the next stage in the Kohen Gadol's work. All we had to be sure is that the Soyer reached the Midbar, that it reached the desert. And for that, we have an easy way of telling by seeing how much time expired. Because we know Yerushalayim v'yad beis chidudo shlosha milin, from the gvul, from the border of Yerushalayim, until the beis chidudo was a pointy spot. At the beginning of the midbar was 3 mil from Yerushalayim. So holchen mil, so you wait until the time has expired for the molech to go a mil. And we know that he was escorted the first meal by the Yekirei Yerushalayim. So they went that meal, the Chozrin meal, and they returned. So when they returned, we know that the time has expired for 2 mil V'shoin k'day meal. Now you wait the time that it would take for a third meal to be traversed, to be traveled. Now you know that the time of a passage of the journey of three meal has taken place. At that point, the molich and the soyer have reached three meal into the desert. They are now into the desert, past this Beis Chidudo point, which defines the beginning of the desert. So we know the soyer has reached the desert. Okay, we can proceed. V'yodin shehigiyah soyer l'midbar. We know that the soyer reached the desert, and now we can proceed with the next stage in the Kohen Gadol's avodah. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, v'halo simon acher ha'yolohem. They had a better simon, almost a magical simon. Lo shon sel zahoris ha'yukoshur ha'pischo shel heichol. There was a red ribbon tied to the door of the heichol where all could see. This was separate from the lashon shel zahoris, from the red ribbon which was around the horns of the goat. And everyone could see. U'kishihigi ha'soyer la'midbor, when the soyer reached the desert, ho'yo ha'lashon malbin. This red ribbon would, by divine intervention, turn white. Shenemar, this was a fulfillment of the pasuk in Yeshaya, which reads, "Im yihiyu chatoeichem kashonim, even if your sins are as red as scarlet, kasheleg yalbinu, they will nevertheless become white as snow." So that could be observed. And then you knew the soyer reached the midbar, the soyer was down the cliff, and everything is forgiven, and we can go to the next step. The Gemara explains that this practice with the red ribbon turning white, at first they would put it in the door, in the walls, in the heichal, in a way that everyone can see it, high up and in a public place. But then, if it became white, everyone was happy. If it didn't become white, everyone was sad and upset. We didn't want that. So they would tie it in a place on the door of the ulam inside where very few people could see it. Nevertheless, people would find ways of finding different angles, bending their heads, and determining whether it turned white or not. They didn't want people to be upset when it didn't turn white. So they stopped the whole practice of this red ribbon in the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash and left the red ribbon to be torn apart by the molech all the way by the cliff, and only at that point would it become obvious whether the red ribbon turned white or not. Following this procedure, this approach, Rabbi Yishmael here is talking about a time gone by. In later times, there was no red ribbon on the wall of the heichal where everybody could see it and determine when the soyer had indeed reached the midbar. And therefore, our Mishnah emphasizes the first approach, that there were flags, banners, that were waved from station to station so that it was known in a few moments in the Beis HaMikdash that the soyer l'azazel was thrown down the cliff. Indeed, there are some nuschaot, some versions of the Mishnah, which don't even contain these last few phrases of Rabbi Yishmael. And so we have finished lesson number 24, and in the process completed our study of the sixth perek of Maseches Yomah.